downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
From the start of my life, that's me, but I open my eyes to take a peek. To find that I don't smile, the stinging, gazing with tranquility. If the rain is the many years past, uneven light and shadows cast, I will do all the little ever the thinking of the crying hours you rather to be thinking of the hand of the bigger of the demand of the comes, thinkers, hours, not the hunt of the
Well, here I am. Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Jorge, your host here on Hurdy Gurdy Songs, where every week we explore songs that speak to our times, history, future, all of it, every genre, every style. Yes, Hurdy Gurdy Man covers a lot of ground, and there's a lot that we're going to explore today with the theme of politicians. This is episode 18, sort of a follow-up to our program last week, episode 17 on voting. And of course, that's because we are at a juncture in our election cycle where we are preparing in 1 week to vote, the midterm elections. And so that raises the question of politicians, the subject of our theme today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoy today's program. I always want your feedback, please, and your hurdy-gurdy songs recommendations. Jorge at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Again, Jorge, J-O-R-G-E, at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Please send me your hurdy-gurdy songs. So, before I get into it, I just a few comments, if I may. I'd like to, first of all, as part of the Radio Free Brooklyn community, we're very privileged to be able to bring to you programming that is different than anything else anywhere. I don't know of any other radio show like Hurdy Gurdy Songs. If you do, please let me know. I'd love to know more about them. Shows where we are politically apolitical. Let me explain. For example, with politicians, like it or not, and most of us don't like it, we're stuck with them. We rely on them. We imagine that the politicians will place the needs of the people first. And with the way the world in the United States is today, with these USA elections coming up, we all know how fragmented, how contested, how hateful the polarities have become. So we place a great deal of faith in the political process, that is voting. And yet we know, we all hear the stories of voter suppression, and, you know, the gerrymandering of sectors of our communities and local state governments and local city municipalities And we really have a very complex system, obviously, and yet one that we know needs a lot of improvement in so many ways. And everything that that's being tossed at us in terms of media, in terms of the White House, everything that's being thrown at us, we're all reacting very quickly. And what we try to do on Hurdy Gurdy Songs is we try to play songs that actually demonstrate how musicians, how artists are viewing these politicians. And who are they? Why do we trust them? Should we? Can we? What are we to do? I have no answers. This is something that each and every one of us has to kind of ask for ourselves critically. I like Roger Cohen's opinion piece in the New York Times this past Sunday. He said, "The country's challenges are vast, and the basic choice before Americans in November is this. Do you want your anger manipulated or addressed? Do you want your differences used to fan a violent atmosphere where explosive devices get sent to critics of Trump? Or do you want your difference negotiated to produce reasonable outcomes that may restore the American dream?" Well, of course, that American dream begs the question, whose dream is it? Who's dreaming the dream? And who's waking up? At Hurdy Gurdy Songs, we're going to play some songs that talk a little bit about this process, the politicians that we entrust. I hope you enjoy. Again, this is Jorge at Radio Free Brooklyn on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Welcome. Let's start with David Rovick's Failed State.
Working two jobs and living in a tent. When a house costs $1 million and you can't pay the rent. When politicians say they'll help but it keeps getting worse. Each time the landlord lobby pulls the strings of the purse. When the human right to housing isn't even part of the debate. You know you're living in a failed state. Millions of citizens are spending half their lives locked up in a prison for trying to survive. When laws must be broken just to have a place to stay. When the prisons pay the senators to look the other way. If you have to be a criminal to put food upon your plate, you know you're living in a failed state. Facing climate breakdown when the trees are all on fire. When half the country's underwater. When a climate change denier runs the nation. And the opposition party votes for oil rigs and pipelines. This is not so much a country as it is a corporation. Buckling under its weight, you know you're living in a failed state. Your nation is an empire facing daily blowback. And the only thing your leaders can think to do is attack. Bipartisan consensus that we need to spend $700 billion before the year's end on a military budget to make America great. You know you're living in a failed state. Every day, some psycho with a gun has to open fire on a crowd before it's done. When a music festival becomes a free fire zone, and all they can say is it's okay now, he was acting alone. Buy some armor, pray to God, and hide behind a gate. You know you're living in a failed state. you know you're living in a failed state. You know you're living in a failed state.
From out.
There you have the inimitable man, Marvin Gaye. But I gotta say, got to also recognize that nowadays, we also have to vote for the woman, especially because we need to recognize that women are the leaders in our society, and in most societies, in fact, it's really women's leadership that gets us to the next level. Marvin Gaye from his 1973, pointing out the politicians and the hypocrites on You're the Man, Parts 1 and 2, from his Let's Get It On release. Think about it, almost 50 years later. And this song, this hurdy-gurdy song, is as viable and politically pertinent as ever. Okay, not surprisingly, leave it to the R&B world, leave it to the soul, to the brothers, to the sisters that are bringing us new hurdy-gurdy songs. The OJs, 60 years, six-decade career, everything from songs For the Love of Money, of course, which was the theme song on that ridiculous reality show that we're now all living. We're all apprentices in this nightmare. Singles like Love Train, Put Your Hands Together, Living for the Weekend, and many, many more. The group, 10 gold albums, 9 platinum albums, and 10 number one hits. The OJs, and they're still keeping it so real. This is from their new release, their last word. 2018 release. It's called Above the Law.
Stealthily, carefully, go ahead and dream that day. clapping, we are clapping. Let yourself be a dreamer.
So there you have a few different perspectives, all in these different forms of hurdy-gurdy songs. Well, even if it's kind of like this light jazz funk vibe or the hard R&B soul of the OJs. And even going back to our first song in our set, David Rokovic's Fail State from his Ballad of a Wobbly 2018 release. Proof positive that you can write great music, great songs, and actually have something to say. And that's what Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, that's what we try to do here at Radio Free Brooklyn. On Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, thanks for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Again, please support our community station here in beautiful downtown Bushwick, Brooklyn. Reminds me of those old Johnny Carson. Beautiful downtown Burbank, Bushwick. From one boo to the another boo. We are a 501c3 organization, charitable, so you can please, any donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. And you can make donations to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. And if you want to support my program, Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, please do so. You can certainly do that as well. On that same site, designate Hurdy-Gurdy Songs as the recipient of your generous, kind donations. We do this because we love to do this and because I think, personally for me, it's something that I need to do to get these songs out to you. And if you have songs for me, send them back to me. Send me your songs, original songs, songs that you love, but that speak to perspective of truth stripped down to its raw reality. Okay, let's move on. We're going to switch now from the soul, R&B, folky thing to a whole different area of genres. And of course, let's just, without further ado, let's get into more songs about politicians.
Thank you.
Just realized how much I love that double dose of Clapton. And it strikes me that it's kind of like, you know, the lyric talks about, you know, leaning to the left, leaning to the right, kind of like that duality and that or duplicity of the politician. I thought it was wonderful that those two guitars, those double Claptons, they're in this kind of dialogue of the left and right. Right in my headphones, in your speakers. Wow. Here's another song about the politician.
Pale, 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 politician. Can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician. Can you make a right decision for all of us, yeah, for all of us. Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us, yeah.
But us, will you walk the walk, or will you bring us comfort? Or will you bring us comfort?
Oh, I
Pale, 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 politician. Can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician.
Cora asking us the question, can you make the right decision for all of us? Interestingly, before we listened to the OJs, I want to quote something he said in his Vibe interview. He says, Walter Williams Sr., one of the songwriters, member of the OJs, and by the way, Betty Wright, the great Betty Wright, helped write that song that I played earlier in our program, Above the Law. He writes, we live in an extraordinary but troubling time. The opening verse of the song, Above the Law, states that, quote, the man with the pen in his hand changes that lay in the law of the land. We are all blessed to live in this great country, but to keep it great requires us to be vigilant in preserving our democracy. This means voting, regardless of the obstacles put in front of us, and also making sure that our laws are followed. Nobody is above the law, and we need to keep it this way. Real interesting statement from Mr. Walter Williams Sr. The law. And the song talks about being above the law. And Cora beseeches the politicians to think about all of us. Not sure that they do. I'd like to move on now to the wonderful Betty Davis. Yes, Betty, doing a cover of sorts of that Cream song, the Cream classic that we heard just before. Entitled here, Politician Man. Then we're going to switch a little bit up, since with Betty Davis, we're going to start moving into a little harder rocking era. And so we're going to go move into some other more punk type songs about politicians. And listen closely to this next one, because it's the one and only Miles Davis that opens this song with his brief commentary. Politician Man by Betty Davis.
Sing it just like that with the... Sing it just like that with the gum in your mouth and all, bitch.
My big black car.
overdubbed it.
Overdubbed it? I've overdubbed it.
1, 2, 3, now!
There's death. Death performing Politicians in My Eyes. Okay, definitely moving into that rock territory. Before that, we heard one of the tracks from the Columbia years, 1968-69, by Betty Davis. These are released in 2016, including some covers of rock classics like Politician, Cream's Politician, which she delivers in such a different way, a whole different, you know, sexier, cooler, kind of scuzzy vibe. With Miles even kind of directing her. And, you know, I don't know about the tension between Betty and Miles, but clearly, you know, he was making some pretty strong suggestions there. But she nevertheless points out Politician's song from the feminist perspective. And thank you for that. Definitely a hurdy-gurdy song. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and specifically this show, Hurdy Gurdy Songs, which we broadcast every Tuesday live stream. It's also available on Podomatic and iTunes. I want to remind everyone that if you're interested in Radio Free Brooklyn, learning more about us, please sign up for our newsletter. It keeps up to date with new programming, new events. We all have all kinds of events, interviews, ticket giveaways, special offers. Please check us out at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. So please let us know. Let us know. Write to me. Write me, Jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org. Send me those hurdy-gurdy songs. I'm going to move around a little bit here now for my program. We're kind of short on time today, and there's just so much about Politicians that I want to get to. I may have to do it next week, which at the time of this recording is 1 week away from Election Day. So maybe Politicians will stick with that theme. Maybe we'll explore something related. For now, I want to just move on to a couple of tracks, including even Van Halen. Who would have even thought that Van Halen would have a quote-unquote Hurdy Gurdy song? But I'm going to play a couple of tracks here. One by Van Halen and someone I love very dearly, Nene Cherry, who is the daughter of great Don Cherry. It's a very political individual and artist. And from her track, from her new recording, we'll play a couple of tracks. But for now, let's check out Van Halen in one of their most unsuccessful recordings from their Van Halen 3. Here we go. Ballot or the Bullet. We'll be right back. Yeah, what you gonna do, the ballot or the bullet? That's from Van Halen 3. And the vocalist, Gary Cherone, sitting somewhere comfortably between David Lee and Sammy Hagar. But definitely a kind of a unusual, but rocker coming from Van Halen about politics. What you gonna do? Thank you for listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Please join me next week, next Tuesday. We're going to pick up on some of these songs, including those Nena Cherry songs from her new recording, Broken Politics. Until next week, wishing you all the best and keep listening to the truth. Hurdy Gurdy Songs.
The donkey is tired and thin. The elephant thinks he'll move in. They yell and they fuss, but they ain't fooling us, 'cause they're brothers right under the skin. It's the same, same merry-go-round. Which one will you ride this year? The donkey and elephant bob up and down on the same merry-go-round. The elephant comes from the north. The donkey may come from the south. If you look, you'll find the donkey's behind, but they've got the same bit in their mouth. It's the same, same merry-go-round. Which one will you ride this year? The donkey and elephant bob up and down on the same merry-go-round. If you want to end up safe and sound,